We can see this beautiful flower because of heart-mind. This flower has meaning to us because of heart-mind. Beauty, harmony, that which is textured and feels right is recognized by us through the combination of heart-mind. And our challenge modernly is that these two are just really not two things. So for me to use the term combination is actually and factually incorrect. The type of understanding, the type of recognition that we all do every single day is a byproduct of a unified kind of cognition, and that is heart-mind. When we divorce those two, when we only use an analytical, discursive, separating factor of analysis and don't put our analysis back together again, then we are simply using the concrete, computational, analytical components of our thinking process. We call that mind, but that's incorrect. It is a part of, it is a particular type of thinking process. However, when we associate ideas or associate patterns or associate the recognition of a cloudy sky to rain, a smiling face to happiness, a smell in our kitchen to whatever we're cooking, when we associate, that is an aspect of the unitive mind. And the unitive mind is a heart-mind factor. So we actually have to work hard to divorce or separate out the strictly computational, strictly analytical, with no feeling, no harmony, no association in it. We have to work very hard to do that kind of mental process, because our mental processes are inclusive of emotional processes. But emotions are not simply happiness, anger, doubt, worry, anxiety, contentment, peace, ease. All of those in their range are, of course, emotions, but our emotional nature includes harmony and the felt sense of things in flow and kind of a combination. When things are combined, things are unified, things are brought into a whole frame of reference, then no matter what that thing is, for instance, the smell in the kitchen is associated to whatever's being cooked and the people that are being cooked for and the nourishment that will come from it. All of that is a combined, associated wholeness of understanding. That is heart-mind. And to divvy out one component of that or another and strictly kind of focus and be in some sort of separative mind thinking about only one thing, we actually can't even do it for long, maybe a couple of seconds. And then very quickly, association. What is it related to? How is it related? Will automatically arise and fight for validation in our awareness. And that is heart-mind. We are associative, holistic thinkers and beers in our world. So how does that help our meditation practice? Our meditation practice is, in the practice of living with us, it's a lot to do with textures. because textures and sensations automatically are part of this holism, this harmony that's going on all the time. And all the ways that this harmony is going on all the time. So by smiling, breathing, softening and opening, noticing the usually not noticed, by any of these factors, we are always bringing forward and what massaging the heart mind, the fullness of our awareness as we are just walking through our day. And same with as we are sitting in our meditation practice. We're bringing forward the fullness of our awareness through the textures, the sensations, the heart-mind quality of being a human being. We smile and feel it. Feel it inside, feel it outside, feel it on our muscles, feel it in our brain, feel it behind our eyes. As our eyes get sparkly behind their closed lids, we feel it. To truly, truly be present to that moment, that's meditation. To truly, truly be present to any moment, that's meditation. We do a sit-down practice simply to learn how to take it off the cushion into our day. We smile again. We sit well, honoring, respecting every cell in our body. We breathe long, slow, deep. We let our whole being be recognized by us. We are a rainbow, you know. And if a rainbow only lived one of its colors, it wouldn't be a rainbow anymore. We are a rainbow. We are a range of vibration and awareness and embodiment. And to out of ignorance or out of choice, live only a very small bandwidth of our full spectrum is actually not to be human. I don't know what it is, but it's not being human. We settle, breathing in and breathing out. just sitting. I've already said enough today. Just sitting. But sitting present, breathing from the world, breathing back into it, softening, opening, receiving, softening, opening, releasing, being present. We breathe in and we breathe out. We allow ourselves to enjoy presence. We open to it. Let it be exciting. Let it be inviting. Maybe even a little ecstasy, a little bliss, a little surrender. And we combine that with absolutely keen interest in being present to breath, to sensations, to the mysteries that each breath holds, that the sparkle behind our eyes is reporting, that the happiness in our heart is inviting us to recognize. We breathe in, we breathe out. It's amazing to be a human being. The rainbow range of who and what we are, of our span of awareness, the transcendent qualities that are immanent within each and every one of us, is profound. And the only way to access, to get familiar with more of that span, to be more of the rainbow, is what we're doing. Sitting, noticing, being present, open, soft, wondering about our breath, feeling its flow, its trail, its path, its texture, its emptiness, and feeling our breath go back into the world, responsible for the breath that goes back into the world. We are heart, mind, breathing in and breathing out. We take a long, slow, deep breath to complete our sitting. And we breathe light into our mind. We breathe light into our feeling nature. We breathe light into our physical body. We breathe light into our sense of self. And we realize we are light, breathing with and in the world. Love you all. Carry it, be it, breathe it, walk it, talk it, live it. Heart, mind. Love you all. Create your day.